This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Secretary of State Antony Blinken came to the podium at the State Department Friday afternoon with some good news, confirming the release of two Americans who had been held hostage for 2 weeks by Hamas militants. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent, Cindy Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release Friday of two American hostages, saying, "We share in the relief that their families and friends and loved ones feel." But Blinken added that there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for, and said, "We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages." Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The International Committee of the Red Cross helped facilitate the transfer of the two hostages, transporting the mother and daughter from Gaza to Israel in its role as a, quote, neutral actor between the warring parties. In a statement released Friday, ICRC President Mirjana Bjarlak says the release is a sliver of hope.
"The release of the hostages in Gaza today is a sliver of hope. We are extremely relieved that the families can now be reunited after 2 weeks of agony. We continue to urge for action to protect and alleviate the suffering of all civilians affected by this devastating conflict."
The ICRC also calls for a pause in the fighting and for humanitarian aid and first responders to be allowed in. Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker at a private meeting. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel. Digging in for a fight, Jordan had said at the Capitol that Congress needs, quote, to get to work for the American people. But Jordan lost ground as opposition deepened. GOP lawmakers had been warning the hard-edged ally of Donald Trump that no threats or promises could win their support. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. UN aid trucks to Gaza are still stuck at the border with Egypt, with badly needed supplies still on hold. AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
More than 200 trucks carrying about 3,000 tons of aid are still waiting to cross the border from Egypt to the Gaza Strip, while those in need of these supplies try to get by with little water and one meal a day. Doctors in darkened wards across Gaza performed surgeries by the light of mobile phones and used vinegar to treat those infected. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is doing everything he can to get the critical supplies into Gaza.
"These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza."
Workers have begun repairing roads between Egypt and Gaza on Friday, and officials hope the crossing will open on Saturday. I'm Tiffany Wong.
A lawyer who represented Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, Kenneth Chesbro, pleaded guilty on Friday to illegal efforts to reverse the former U.S. president's defeat in the state of Georgia just days before he was about to go on trial. Chesbro pleaded guilty in a Fulton County court to conspiracy to commit filing of false documents, a felony, one day after another former lawyer for Trump, Sidney Powell, pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Chesbro agreed to testify against Trump and the other 15 co-defendants. The plea agreement calls for Chesbro to be sentenced to 5 years of probation and pay $5,000 in restitution. A new study on artificial intelligence being used in the medical community is finding signs of racial bias. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hospitals and healthcare systems are increasingly using artificial intelligence, like chatbots, to help summarize doctors' notes and analyze health records. But a new study led by researchers at the Stanford School of Medicine warns some programs appear to be perpetuating racist, debunked medical ideas. An example? Four of them failed to respond when questions about kidney function, lung capacity, and skin thickness were asked. One researcher says they're concerned these outdated beliefs may have led to less care for Black patients who complained about pain, who receive less care than whites. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Texas judge has ruled that InfoWars host Alex Jones cannot use bankruptcy protection to avoid paying more than $1.1 billion to families who sued over his conspiracy theories that the Sandy Hook School massacre was a hoax. U.S. District Judge Christopher Lopez of Houston issued the ruling Thursday. Financial documents filed by Jones say his present net worth is around $14 million. Jones says he is over $1 million in debt personally and has little money to pay Sandy Hook families. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News. We'll be right back.